Well, what's your name and where do you live?
My name is Orenthal Robinson. I'm 21 years old and I live in Los Angeles, California.
Where exactly?
On Broadway and 111th Street.
Do you like living here?
Yeah, it's all right. Just got to mind your own business and handle your business. That's it.
Has it changed since you been born here?
Yeah, it's changed. Yeah, things starting to get a little better around here. Things starting to look clearer.
How so?
Like police doing their job and like getting gangbangers off the street and just helping each other out, doing their job. And everybody's looking happy and, you know, just happy to be here.
Do you think the neighborhood is a safe place to be?
Yeah, it is. Just stay in your house. That's it. Or go to work, come home, don't just worry about you.
How do you get to work then? Are you using public transportation?
Say that again?
Do you use public transportation to get to work?
Yes. Sometimes. Sometimes I get a ride from family.
You like riding the bus?
Yeah, it's alright. I'd rather have a car though. I'd rather drive.
So why don't you have a car?
Right now, I just don't have my license. And if I did have a car, I wouldn't want to get it taken right now because I don't have my license. And police, they look for your ID, your license, and all that.
So, do you think public transportation is okay in Los Angeles, or what do you think should be improved?
I think the bus drivers should like talk to you, like, cause they sometimes, most of them be rude, and they should like, I don't know, take class on like how to talk to people and stuff like that or something. Just do their job and just have more buses, make more buses.
Do you think they should run more often?
Yeah, run more often. Yeah, I think they should run more often.
What about the price of the daily pass? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Can you try to, try to explain a bit more, just saying yes or no, that you try to kind of two sentences, it's very good, don't worry, I know it's not easy to do that, but what kind of experience, did you have any experience, anything you on the bus ride, or is it just
I have a couple of experiences of like sitting next to like drunks and stuff, and they trying to talk to you, and they just be all in your face, just trying to tell you about their problems and stuff. Yeah, that's what, but I don't want to hear that stuff. I try to tell them could they go sit somewhere else.
Is that a reason not to take the bus? These kind of experience?
No, that's not. That's not a reason not to catch the bus.
But what do you think is the reason not to take the bus?
One reason not to catch the bus, because you might want to be at work or somewhere at a certain time, and the bus might not get you there on time. The bus might be late. I don't know, stuff like that.
Do you think it's safe flying the bus? Or are you afraid sometimes?
Yeah, it's safe. I think it's safe to catch the bus, because when you're in the car and you gotta like worry about getting hit and stuff, because like certain people on the drive, it's just different. I think it's better than the bus, being on the bus.
Right. So what about global warming and pollution and environment, taking care of the environment? Do you think that's an issue? Is that something you're concerned with?
Yeah, I think it is, because I throw my trash away. All my trash, I don't just throw like anywhere. I just throw it in the trash, the closest trash can. So I think it should be improved. Like, it should put like more trash cans and stuff everywhere.
What else do you think should be improved in your neighborhood?
The schools and teachers and education. Also, just the people around us, like, try to change. Especially the new year is coming, so they should have, like, something else on their mind, like, to do. Instead of doing the same thing, find different things to do. Different goals.
Do you think, the thing is, about public transportation, people have to get together, they meet in public. If they sit in their car, they're often on their own. Do you think if people would meet more often in public, would help to socialize and, for instance, stop gangbanging? Do you think that might change something?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might change. Yeah, because people have their opinion, different opinions, and it's okay to just to listen and find out, the true facts about things.
Are you doing something on your own to improve the situation?
Yep. Talking like more to my friends and family, communicating, going to school, and looking for a job, and try to change my ways.
And you're optimistic that things change. Things are changing for yourself as well.
Yeah.
So why do people gangbang? Why are they gangbangers?
They think like they're like they family. they think that they're gonna be there for them like all the time, like when their parents or someone else that they want to be there for them. They think that that's like the only person that they have, whatever, depend on. And so they turn to them, want to go like be with them, hang with them. See the stuff that they do and be with them, And mostly, they just, they want to have, like, respect and, just try to prove themselves, try to prove how bad they are, I guess.
Think they're afraid of something?
Yeah, most of them are afraid of things, stuff happening,
Are you afraid of something?
No, I'm not afraid of anything. Afraid of God, that's about it. Well, he might do.
What are your dreams and goals?
Say that again.
What are your dreams?
My dreams are to you know, just have a business, like going, graduate high school, go to college, and you know, like maybe be in the real estate, buy and sell houses. You know, just take care of the family. That's about it. Do what I'm supposed to do. Try to help the family.
Would you like to have children yourself?
Yeah.
How many?
About two. Boy and a girl.
What would you teach them?
Say that again.
What would you teach them or try to accomplish if you have children?
I tell them to just go out there and do what they want. You know, they can be what they want to be. They can, you know, have what they want to do. Just have what they want to have. Just put their mind to it and heart, and put God first. You know, I tell them just, you know, be on the right page. Do right. Do good. So I'm right from wrong.
Is there anything you want to say, like, which is on your heart?
Say that again?
Is there anything on your heart you want to say, like, something which is really important to you?
Yeah, I just, just want to go out there and just do the best I can. Try to, you know, make the world a better place. Try to show our little kids and little brother and sister right. You know, try to help them out. Try to have things for them in the future. That's about it. You know, try to have family business.
Thanks a lot. That was very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Michael.